Alabama real estate headlines. Mobile County AL Probate Court launches online records search. The Probate Court of Mobile County, Alabama, now offers an online records search through its records division website. Real estate professionals in AL can now access probate records remotely to verify property ownership, estate statuses, and title-related information essential for transactions in Mobile County. Bookmark h/probate.mobilecounty.gov/public-records/records- for efficient probate record lookups during due diligence. Alabama real estate headlines. Alabama property records search. New tool for owner and deed lookup. A new online resource lets users check property records in Alabama, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. For Alabama real estate professionals, fast access to comprehensive property records streamlines due diligence, supports accurate valuations, and accelerates transaction timelines. Bookmark h/alabama.propertychecker.com/ for your next title search or client intake. Alabama real estate headlines. Shelby County launches citizen access portal for AL property searches. Shelby County, Alabama has launched a citizen access portal that enables online property searches through its public records system. AL real estate professionals can now access property records and tax information remotely, streamlining due diligence and client service in Shelby County transactions. Visit httptc.shelbyal.com/propsearch to search properties and verify records for your next Shelby County deal. Alabama real estate headlines. Alabama agent commission rates, what the latest data shows. Calibri Real Estate breaks down average real estate commission rates and city-by-city earnings for agents across Alabama. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps Alabama agents price their services competitively and set accurate income expectations. Review the full commission breakdown by city at the link below. Alabama real estate headlines. Alabama commission rates edge above national average, 2026 survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local agents found Alabama's average real estate commission at 5.96%, surpassing the 5.7% national average. For Alabama agents and brokers, this data point offers a benchmark for positioning commission structures competitively within the local market. Review the full survey findings at listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate-alabama/. Alabama Real Estate Updates. AL Real Estate Commission unveils unified login portal for all commission services. The Alabama Real Estate Commission has launched a single login portal providing access to all commission services through Alabama Interactive. AL real estate professionals can now streamline license management, renewals, and compliance tasks through one centralized access point, saving time and reducing administrative friction. Bookmark the portal and verify your login credentials are current to avoid service interruptions. Alabama Real Estate Updates. Alabama Public Records Online Directory, new resource for AL Real Estate Pros. An online directory for Alabama Public Records is now available to help users locate official records and government information. Real estate professionals in Alabama rely on public records for title searches, property history verification, and due diligence on transactions. Bookmark this directory to streamline your public records research across Alabama jurisdictions. Alabama Real Estate Updates. Tuscaloosa County Tax Assessor Portal, AL Property Valuation Resource. Tuscaloosa County offers a centralized online resource for property tax assessments, including valuation services, exemption information, appeals guidance, and deadline tracking. Real estate professionals across Alabama need accurate, timely tax assessment data to advise clients on property valuations, identify potential savings through exemptions, and navigate appeal timelines effectively. Bookmark hdocs.tsco.com/government/department/tax-assessors for quick access to Tuscaloosa County's assessment tools and deadlines. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar, what runs concurrently and what blocks what. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of AL cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption,